The last session this morning, we ended with Abraham.
那我们之前之前早上这个周一节最后提到说跟亚伯拉罕有关的信息。
The first person we looked at was Adam, and from Adam we learned about life and death.
那从今天早上我们学到有关亚当这个人物，那他是跟这个生跟死有关。
And when we studied Noah, we learned about from death into a new life.
那从再来我们提到挪亚，那他是一个由死入生的这个状态。
And when we talk about Abraham,
然后最后我们提到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is the father of faith.
那亚伯拉罕就是信心之父。
And because of his faith, he is a living person.
那因为他的信心，他成为一个活人。
And he learned to be a living person amongst the dead.
那他也学习成为一个在死人当中居住的一个活人。
He was very firm in his faith because his faith was in the living God.
那他的信心非常的坚强，因为他把他的信心建立在神身上。
Although he did not receive the promises while he was alive.
虽然说他活着的时候并没有领受到他的那个产业。
He held on to his faith right to the time of his death.
可是他死的时候，他仍旧有这个信心。
So he died in faith.
所以他在信心里面死去。
Faith in the living God.
然后呢，这个信心是建立在神里面。Living
God.
这个活神身上。
The God who makes the dead become alive.
那这个活神呢，让死人复活的神。
And that is why Abraham can be said to be the father of faith.
这就是为什么我们可以说亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
So if we are people of faith,
所以如果我们是有信心的人,
we have to learn from the faith of Abraham.
那我们就要跟这个信心之父亚伯拉罕来学习。
Only then can we say that Abraham is our father.
然后我们才可以说这个亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
We must have the same kind of faith that Abraham lived by.
那我们就要跟他拥有一样的信心，才可以说这样的话。
What is the faith of Abraham like?
那这个亚伯拉罕他的信心是什么样的呢？
We like to share with you in three aspects.
那我们在这边要跟各位分享三个层面。
First, Abraham's faith is one that makes him give up the secure present for an unknown future.
那首先呢，他把他这个已有的现状呢都舍去，然后去一个未知的地方。
This is the first thing about his faith.
这个就让我们知道他有关他的信心。
Secondly,
再来,
because of faith, he believed that God is able to create something out of nothing.
那再来，因为信心，他相信神可以从无变成有。
That is the kind of faith he had.
这个就是他所拥有的信心。
Thirdly,
再来第三点,
his faith was proven by test.
那再来他的信心是受过考验的。
Only when faith is tested and proven to be true, then it is real faith.
当信心受到考验，并且被证实是真实以后，这个信心才算完成。
Let's look at the first part.
那我们来先看第一个层面。
His faith enables him to give up the secure present for an unknown future.
那首先，因为他的信心呢，他愿意放弃他这样所有的保障的这个一切，然后往这个未知的方向前进。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
我们请看创世纪十二章。
Genesis 12 verses 1 through 4.
创世纪十二章第一节到第四节。
Now the Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Abraham live in Ur of the Chaldees. He lived in Ur of the Chaldees. 他是在加勒底的乌尔地。 So he lived in that place.
所以这个亚伯拉罕住在这个加勒底的乌尔这个地方。
And that place we mentioned this morning is the cradle of civilization.
那我们早上有提到说，这个就是文化的发源地。
So all other places outside of Charlie's most likely would not be as good a place to live in.
那我们知道说这个加勒底这乌尔的地方是一个很好的地方。
That is Abraham's comfort zone.
那我们知道说这个就是亚伯拉罕过的非常舒适的一个地方。
In economically speaking,
那以经当时的经济来说
，He was quite well off.
那他当时呢，他也蛮有钱的。
Verse 5 says he took all his possessions that he had and left the place.
那第五节这边提到说，这个亚伯拉罕将他妻子和他的侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所有的积蓄财物所得的人口，都往那个地方去。
It is not easy for a poor man to just emigrate anywhere.
那我们知道说要把所有一切带走，然后移民，不是一件相当简单的事情。
It's not easy for a poor man to emigrate.
哦，以一个
poor man.
Okay, 所以一个要一个穷人搬家，其实不是一件很简单的事情。
Yeah, you need to have some money before you can emigrate.
因为你要移民以前，你必须手上要一笔钱。
So Abraham was quite a rich man.
所以我们这边看到说，这个亚伯兰呢，他其实蛮有钱的。
So economically speaking, if you are already well off, would you want to go out to into the unknown future?
那在如果你是一个家里状况不错的人，你会想要去一个你完全不知道的地方吗？
Some poor people do immigrate because anywhere is better than home.
那有些穷人呢，他们希望移民，因为呢，他们觉得说，不管到世界任何地方，都比在这里好。
So if we are living in the darkest part of Africa, or we are in the slums of Calcutta, India.
那我们如果，譬如说，如果我们住在非洲，或者住在这个比较不，这个印度比较不好的地方，
we would like to go anywhere.
那我们当然会想要去其他地方。
But not for Abraham.
可是对亚伯兰来说呢，并不是。
He was living in a comfortable place.
因为他的地方住的地方其实相当舒适。
And God says, "Get out of your family, get out of your father's house."
那可是神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家。
Socially, it wasn't easy for Abraham as well.
那以他以这个社会这个角度的观点来看的话，那也不是一件简单的事情。
All his life, he grew up in Ur.
因为他在乌尔所建立起来的这个生活方式。
That's where family is.
那这是他家人在的地方。
That's where his friends were.
也是他朋友在的地方。
Imagine he had to pluck himself out of these familiar surroundings where his loved ones are, where his friends are, and to go to a totally unknown place.
想想看，他把自己从这些人身上隔绝，然后去一个他完全不知道的地方。
He's not driven by necessity. He's not driven by poverty to leave this place.
他并不是很穷，他也没有必要有这个动机要离开这个地方。
We know people leave Vietnam, people leave Cambodia because in those days, it was war torn.
那我们知道说有些人要离开越南或者要离开柬埔寨，是因为当时有这个灾难。
But not for Abraham.
可是对亚伯兰来说，他当时并不是这样的情况。
He had everything to lose by leaving Ur.
他如果离开乌尔的话，他要损失掉很多东西。
And God didn't tell him where he was to go.
当时神并没有跟他说他要往哪里去。
There was no GPS in those days.
那我们知道以前并没有这种卫星导航这种仪器。
God didn't give him a map.
那神也没有给他地图。
So when he left Ur, he didn't know whether he was to go north or to go south or east or west.
所以当他离开乌尔的时候，他并不知道东西南北他是要往哪个方向前进。
People, when we want to take just a short journey, we want to be very sure where we are going.
那有些人想要做一个短程的这个旅行呢，他事先都要做很多准备的功夫。
You must give me a map. You must tell me how long the journey takes.
你一定要给个地图，你要跟我知道说这个旅途大概花多少时间。
And what I must prepare.
那我到底要准备什么
？But not for Abraham. He knew nothing.
可是当时对亚伯兰来说并不是如此，他什么都不知道。
God only told him, "I'm going to lead you to a place which I'll show you."
这里第一节提到说，住我所要指示你去的地方。
Where am I going? I'll show you.
他说你要去哪里，我会让你知道。
And who was this God?
那这个神是谁
？It was not someone whom he was familiar with either.
然后他对这个神呢，也没有相当的认识。
Ur was a place of idolatry.
那我们知道乌尔这个地方呢，他们敬拜偶像。
Can you imagine one day? someone just speaks to you, some unseen person just speaks to you and says, I am your God and no one else is God.
你可以想象有一天呢，有一个人呢，突然在你面前出现，然后跟你说，我就是你的神。
And this is not a God whom you are familiar with. You haven't been to the temple to worship this God before.
然后呢，你对这个神呢，不是非常的了解，非常的熟，因为他跟你常在庙里面拜的神不太一样。
And yet Abraham believed the one who told him, "I am God, and there's no one else."
可是呢，当时亚伯兰相信这个跟他讲话的这个就是神。
That's why it takes a lot of faith for Abraham to make this important step out of his comfort zone.
所以我们从这边看到说，为了要这样离开这个地方呢，是需要相当大的信心的。
And we mentioned earlier that even at the point of his death, Abraham did not inherit that Canaan land.
那我们知道，当亚伯兰死的时候呢，并没有继承这个要给他的这个迦南地。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
我们请翻开希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11, verse 8 says, when he went out, he didn't know where he was going.
提到说蒙召的时候就顺命出去。
Verse 8, he doesn't know where he was going.
他还不知道要往哪里去。
Verse 13 says,
13节,
he died in faith.
在信心里面死去。
Not having received the promises.
并没有得到所应许的。
And yet he saw from afar off.
却从远处望见
，and he embraced the promises，
并且欢喜迎接
，and he confessed that he was a stranger and a pilgrim in the earth，
又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
In other words, he knows that he is always searching, he is always advancing towards God's promises。
那所以我们知道说他总是向着神给他的应许而前进。
He could see it from far off，
因为他可以从远处看见。
Faith enables people to see things that are far away。
这个信心让人可以看到这个远处的东西。
How far away？
那到底离他多远呢
？Thousands and thousands of years away。
是几千几万年几千年以后。
Jesus says, "My father Abraham saw my day and was glad."
那耶稣说，亚伯兰在那个时候看到我就高兴我的日子就欢喜。
He saw right up to Jesus' times.
这个亚伯兰已经看到耶稣要来的那个时刻。
That was how God fulfilled the promise granted to him in you. The families of the earth will be blessed.
这个就是神怎样成全这个应许，就是借着我。
How far away it was.
这个就是当我们说多远了，就是这么远。
Though Abraham just lived 100 over years old.
那我们知道亚伯兰只活了一百多岁
，and the promises will be fulfilled thousands of years later。
可是这个应许呢，其实在这个千年以后才实现。
Yet he spent the decades of his remaining life just to be a pilgrim of something that will not be fulfilled until thousands of years later。
可是在他这个存活的几十年间呢，他就像一个客旅这样漂泊。
In order to gain something that will be fulfilled only thousands of years later.
为了就是要得到这个千年以后才会实现的这个应许。
He says, I am a stranger, I am a pilgrim.
所以他自己承认说他是客旅，是寄居的。
Look at Genesis 14.
我们请看这个创世纪14章。
Genesis 14 verse 13.
创世纪14章13节。
Over here, Abraham is said to be Abraham the Hebrew.
这里有一个逃出来的逃出来的人告诉
你。You just say, Abraham is known as Abraham the Hebrew.
那这个亚伯兰就是这个希伯来人。
What is the meaning of Hebrew?
那这个希伯来人的这个意思是什么
?Hebrew means from the other side.
这个希伯来的意思呢就是从另外一边来的。
Because he dwelt among strangers.
因为他在这个陌生人里面生活。
He dwelt amongst the Amorites.
然后这里住在这个亚摩利。
He was from Ur.
那他起初是在乌尔。
From the other side of the river Euphrates.
就是这个幼发拉底河的另外一边。
But he came to dwell amongst foreign people.
可是他现在来与这些亚摩利人，就是他不认识的人。
And these foreign people also gave him a name, a nickname.
然后这些陌生人呢，也给他们取了一个名字。
Abraham from the other side.
就是亚伯兰从另外一个地方来的。
Today we say Hebrew.
所以我们今天读的话就是说希伯来人。
This is the origin of the word Hebrew.
这个就是希伯来他本来的意思。
It's the name of a race.
他是一个民族的代表。
But originally, it was a nickname given to this one man called Abram.
可是这个名字本来是用在这个人身上，用在亚伯兰这个人身上。
He doesn't belong to us.
因为这个人呢，并不是属于我们这边人。
He's a stranger.
他是一个陌生人。
He's Abraham the stranger.
他是亚伯拉罕这个陌生人。
Not from our side, but from the other side.
他本来不是在我们这边，他是在另外一边。
Abraham from the other side.
就是亚伯兰那个另外那一边。
Not one of us.
他不是我们这边的人。
So he is being seen to be someone different, someone who was a stranger amongst the people whom he lived with.
所以在这个亚摩利的这个地方的人，他认为说亚伯兰他是不是这边的人，他是另外一边。
Abraham already had a family, or Abraham grew up in a familiar environment. He had a house.
那我们知道亚伯兰他从以前就住在乌尔，他有家人，那他有房子。
But he plucked himself out of that place.
可是他却从那个地方出来。
To live in unfamiliar surroundings and to be called a stranger.
住在一个陌生的地方，然后被当地人称作陌生人。
And then he had to move from place to place.
然后他必须过个寄居的生活，到处搬家。
Instead of a house, he lived in tents.
本来可以住房子，他现在要住帐篷。
Instead of living in a permanent house, he lived in shifting tents.
本来是住在一个永在的房子，现在他要到处搬来搬去。
That was a kind of life he chose in search of an ideal, a spiritual ideal.
他为了要寻求这个属灵上的理想呢，他愿意做这样的牺牲。
Verse 4 says Abraham was 75 years old. Genesis 12 verse 4.
这里提到说亚伯兰他75岁。
75 is not young.
那我们知道75岁对一个人来说并不是很年轻。
Especially for today,
那由于是今天来说的话已经不年轻了。
You may say, but at that time, people live long lives.
可是你今天可能会说以前的人都活了比较久嘛。
According to Genesis 25,
那根据创世纪第25章
Abraham lived until 175 years old.
那亚伯拉罕活到175岁。
So 75 years old, you would say, ah, young man.
所以这样一比的话，你会觉得说75岁其实还很年轻嘛。
Less than half. Less than half of his lifespan.
那在他的一生的年岁里面，根本还不到一半。
If today, say we live to 80 years.
我们说如果今天我们都可以活到80岁。
Then half of 80 would be 40.
那80岁的一半是40啊。
So you're in your 30s, you're young.
所以如果你30岁的话你还很年轻呢。
So 75 years old compared with 275, still young.
所以75岁对175岁做终结来讲的话还很年轻，还很前面。
But was Abraham really young?
可是当时亚伯兰真的这么年轻吗？
Whether you are young and old, it doesn't depend on numbers. It's not a matter of numbers.
那你一个人的年轻或是年长呢，跟数字其实是没有关系的。
75 was considered old.
那75岁呢，当时来说也是相当的年老。
Although he lived to 175.
虽然说他活到175岁。
How do I know 75 means old?
那我怎么知道75岁在当时来说其实就是一个老的年纪？
Because when Abraham was 100 years old.
因为当亚伯拉罕100岁的时候。
The Bible says that he was as good as dead.
那圣经呢有提到说他跟死了没什么两样。
Look at Hebrews 11.
我们请翻开希伯来书。11章
11 verse 12
11章12节
Therefore from one man and him as good as dead were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. You see, the Bible says a 100 year old man is as good as dead.
所以这边提到说一个100岁的人就仿佛像一个死的人一样。
So although he lived to 175,
虽然说他活到175岁
he led 75 years of aged life.
然后在75岁的时候
No, he lived to 175, right? Mm-hmm. If 100 years means he's as good as dead, mm-hmm. So from 100 to 175 years, you have 75 years of non-quality old man's life.
Okay. 所以100岁的时候圣经形容他是一个仿佛已死的人，那接下来从100到175岁他的生活品质一定是相当的不好的。
Yeah. So 75 you cannot say he's young.
所以不能说75岁是很年轻的。
He was 25 years to as good as that.
因为他到100岁前只有25岁的时间呢，就要进入这样一个状态。
Romans chapter 4.
那罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4 verse 19.
罗马书第四章19节。
And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Here, in the New Testament, it's even more cruel. Old Testament said as, in Romans, it is even more cruel than Hebrews. Hebrews says as good as dead, but Romans says already dead.
那在罗马书的形容呢，比在希伯来书形容的方式更尖锐一点，在这边呢，已经说他身体如同已死。
And why was he? Why was he already dead?
那为什么他这样形容呢
？In brackets, he says because he's 100 years old.
那这里有提到说，因为他已经将近百岁。
So friends, 75 years old, no longer young.
所以我们知道说，75岁呢，以这样的标准来看，其实不算年轻。
Today, sometimes when we're young, we don't mind venturing into the unknown.When we are young, we don't mind to venture into the unknown.
那我们在年轻的时候呢，我们会尤其会去探险一下，在尤其是对这种不知道的事情或者未知的事情。
We don't mind giving up our comfortable life to do something exciting.
那我们觉得说离开我们的这个舒适的范围去尝试一下新的东西，不错啊。
But when you are as old as Abraham,
可是当你跟亚伯拉罕一样年老的时候
，you wouldn't have that interest. You wouldn't have that kind of zest anymore.
你应该不会有这样的兴趣还有体力。
But because of his faith,
可是因为他的信心。
Although he could not see what was in front of him,
虽然
physically,
他当时从肉体上来，他并不知道说他将会面临什么事情。
But spiritually, he was young at heart. He was still very vibrant, very full of life.
可是从属灵方面来说，他还是相当年轻，还是充满生命力的。
He ventured out.
所以他就出去了。
That was the kind of faith that Abraham had.
这个就是亚伯拉罕他有的这个信心。
Giving up his secure present，
他愿意离开他觉得安全的地方，
已经很安稳的现状。
已经很安稳的现状。
To go into the unknown future 未来，
然后要进入这个未知的这个未来。
Yes， the second thing about Abraham's faith，
那我们来讲第二个层面有关亚伯拉罕的这个信心。
This is something really great。This is something really great.
那这个是一个非常伟大的。
He believes that God is able to create something out of nothing.
他相信神可以从无里面变成有。
Because God is the absolute.
因为神是绝对的。
We read about Genesis 1:1.
当我们读创世纪第一章第一节的时候。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那起初神创造天地。
He created the heavens and the earth out of nothing.
他从这个世界空虚混沌，他创造出了天地。
空虚混沌是已经创造好了。
OK， 他从没有里面创造出天地。
Listen to Genesis 15。
我们请翻开创世纪十五章。
Genesis 15 verse 1 to 6。
创世纪十五章一到六节。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield."Your exceedingly great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Then Abram said, Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come out from your own body shall be your heir.Then he brought him outside and said, Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Abraham at the time received another visit from God.
那当时呢，这个神来拜访亚伯拉罕。
The first time was you get up from Ur.
那第一次的时候是他们要离开我的时候。
Yeah, and now God visited him in a vision and said, "I will give you this and I will give you that."
那这一次的神在异象里面来拜访他，跟他说神要给你这个，要给你那个。
But Abraham says, all these blessings to me is useless because one day I'm going to die.
那可是啊，这个亚伯拉罕跟神说，啊，这些东西对我来说没有用啊，因为我没有后世。
No, one day I'm going to die.
因为有一天啊，我会死去。
And then all these things will go to a stranger, Eliezer, my servant in my house.
然后呢，有一天呢，这个产业呢，要承受产业的人是我啊，这个大马色人呢，以利以谢。
Yeah, he's my servant.
那他是我的仆人。
Because I don't have a son.
因为我没有后世，我没有儿子。
But God says, no, this servant will not be your heir.
那可是神却对他说，这人必不成为你的后世。
Your heir will be your own son.
他说：“你本身所生的才要成为你的后世
yes, from your own body.
是要从你本身所出的。”
And God showed him something that gave him very, very strong faith.
然后神给他秀了他一些事情，他有才有这样坚强的信心。
God said, "Come out, come out."
神跟他说：“来出来看。”
Come out of your tent.
然后从你帐篷里面出来。
Look up, what do you see?
然后向天观看，你看到什么
？So many stars, thousands upon thousands of stars.
然后他看到数以万计的这个星星。
Can you count them?
他说：“你有办法算吗
？”If you can count them,
他说：“你如果算得出来
，Let me tell you, this is the number of descendants you're going to have.
那我就跟你讲，你的后裔就要这么多。
And the amazing thing was this.
这个就是神给他的这个
No, amazing thing is that when Abraham saw the stars, the Bible says he believed.
那这里提到一个很惊奇的，就是当亚伯兰看到这个事情的时候，他相信了。
What did he see in the stars that gave him such faith?
我们看一个星星，可以给他这样的信心。
You know what kind of faith he had?
那你知道他有的是怎么样的信心
？Unwavering faith，
是不被动摇的信心。
Here it says when he saw it，
这里提到说他当他看到了
，He had that kind of faith that God affirmed. Okay, you are a righteous man because you have faith.
那
God affirmed his faith.
那这神呢，坚固他的信心。
啊，不是，承认他的信心。
神承认他的信，确认他的信心。
And says, "You, I account you as a righteous man because you have such kind of faith."
那神认同他的信心，因为他神看到他的信心。
And God says, "You are a righteous man because you have this faith."
那因为神看到这样，就因为这样来认可他的这个义。
嗯 ，Yes.What kind of faith did God see?
所以神在当时看到亚伯罕什么样的信心
？The New Testament is a very good guide of the Old.
那你们可以用新约来做一个很好的参考。
The New Testament is a commentary of the Old Testament.
那我们知道说这个新约呢，为旧约做了很多的注解。
Let's look at Romans 4.
我们看这个罗马书。
Then we understand what kind of faith God saw in Abraham.
我们来看罗马书第四章，那我们就知道说，当时神在亚伯拉罕身上看到怎样的信心。
God saw unwavering faith.
看到这亚伯拉罕不被动摇的这个信心。
Verse 19 to 20.
这个十九节和二十节。
And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory of God, and being convinced that. What he had promised he was able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 22 says, verse 22, the same thing, okay, that we read in Genesis.
这个二十二节呢，所提到的跟在创世纪所写的是一样的。
That Abraham had faith, and therefore God said he was righteous.
因为亚伯拉罕有信心，所以神就以此为他的义。
And here it says that the faith that God saw was unwavering faith.
那这边二十节提到说这个信心呢是坚固的。
Verse 20 says unwavering faith.
这里二十节他说因不信信心里起疑惑。
Yes. He never wavered.
他并没有疑惑。
When he saw the stars,
所以当他看到这些星星的时候
，that faith was once and for all strengthened in him.
所以当他看到这个情况的时候，他信心他就产生了信心，而且是一次性。
Verse 20 says, strengthened in faith.
然后这边提到说，因信心里得坚固
，never wavered anymore.
然后就不再疑惑。
You may say, no, he wavered, that's why he went to sleep with Hagar.
那你可能会说，哦，因为他一定有疑惑，要不然他不会跟夏甲同睡。
It's not because he wavered.
那不是因为他心里起疑惑。
Because over here it says Abraham did not waver in his faith.
因为在这边提到说，这个他心里不起疑惑。
He went to Hagar because his wife asked him to do so, so he did it.
那他与夏甲同行，是因为他这个太太的这个要求。
But not because he wavered. The Bible didn't say he wavered.
这个圣经并没有提到说他有疑惑。
In fact, here it says he didn't waver.
而且这边也提到说他从不从此之后就没有再疑惑。
So what did he see in the stars that gave him this unwavering faith?
所以他看了这个天上众星以后，他就有这个不被动摇的信心。
Yeah, but what did he see? What did he see?
可是他是看在星星里面看到什么
？That gave him this unwavering faith.
然后让他产生这样坚定的信心。
If I were Abraham,
如果我是亚伯拉罕的话
，When God showed me so many stars,
当神跟我让我去看这些众星的
时候 ，I think my reaction would be very different from Abraham.
我觉得我的反应可能跟亚伯拉罕会不太一样。
I would say, God, are you joking?
我可能跟神说，你在开玩笑吗
？So many,
这里有星星数不完。
I don't even have one son. You mean my children will be so many?
你只说一个儿子，可是为什么这么多？
不是啦，我连一个儿子都没有啦。
我一个儿子都没有，嘿。
And yet you say so many, I'm going to have so many descendants.
然后你说我要有这么多的后裔。
God, you must be joking.
你一定是在开玩笑了。
It's easier to believe if God were to show me one star.
那对我来说呢，如果神要我相信的话，可能就秀我一颗星就好了。
You're going to have one son.
因为你要有一个儿子。
If today I were to tell a poor man,
我今天跟一个穷人说
，Say, one day life will be better.
有一天你的生活会有改善。
You will have a roof over your head.
那你家会有这个屋顶。
You will have warm meals. You don't have to go and beg.
然后呢，你会有每一餐都有，然后你也会有个舒适的床。
It's easy for him to believe.
这样对他来说可能比较容易接受跟相信。
But if I were to tell him,
可是如果你跟他这样说
，You are going to be the richest man in the whole of California.
你以后将要成为这个加州最有钱的人。
He will turn to me and say, "You must be joking."
那个人可能会马上回过来跟你说，你一定是在开玩笑。
That's why if God showed me one star, it's easier for me to believe.
对，这个就是为什么。
Then if you were to show me so many stars,
这个就是为什么我说，对我来讲，神。如果只秀我一颗星星的话，对我来说会比较容易相信。
So, but Abraham did not say, "God, you must be joking."
可是当时亚伯拉罕并没有对神说：“哦，你一定是在开玩笑。”
God didn't say, "One is enough, one is enough."
他并没有跟神说：“一个就够了。”
What did you see? What did you think that Abraham saw in the stars? What do you think went through Abraham's mind?
所以当亚伯拉罕看到这些星星的时候，你觉得他脑子里面大概是在想什么
？Because he had already had some faith.
因为他已经有了一些信心。
When a man has faith, he sees things differently from a man who doesn't have faith, like me.
所以，当他有信心看到这个现象的时候，跟没有信心能看到的这个想法是不一样的。
At that time, Abraham, when he saw the stars,
当亚伯兰看到这些星星的时候
，He says, "God, you are indeed so great."
他一定跟人说：“神，你真的是太伟大了。
You can create so many stars out of nothing."
你可以从没有里面创造出这么多星星。
If you can create so many stars out of nothing,
如果你可以从无里面创造出这么多星星
，Surely it is no problem for you to give me children.
那你一定也有办法让我生出。
Because it's not out of nothing.
因为这并不是从没有到有。
Although this body is as good as dead, but I still have a body.
虽然说这个身体已经如同已死，可是我仍然还是有这个身体。
Although Sarah's womb is as good as dead, but she still have a womb.
虽然说她的她已经不能生育，可是她还是有。
It's easier to give me a son than to create so many stars out of nothing.
所以跟从没有创造出星星来，跟给我一个后裔、一个儿子比起来，这是一个简单的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not my own interpretation.
那各位弟兄姐妹，这不是我的解释。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这个是圣经跟我们讲的。
Look back to Romans.
我们来看回去罗马书。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Look at verse 17.
我们来看17节。
I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives lives to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. This part is quoting Genesis 15 about the stars.
这里就是从这个创世纪里面提到的这些星星。
And Romans interpret Abraham's faith.
然后这罗马书在这边呢来解释，让我们知道说这个亚伯拉罕的信心是怎样。
Romans tell us that when Abraham saw the stars, this was what went through his mind.
罗马书告诉我们说，当亚伯拉罕看到这些众星的时候，他心里在想什么
？He said, "Oh God, you can create so many stars out of nothing."
他跟神说，他可以使无变为有的神。
And therefore, you are going to give me a son for sure.
这个就是为什么你一定有办法让我有儿子。
You can create so many stars out of nothing. You can even give life to the dead.
那你竟然可以使无在无里面做出这么多星星，又可以叫死人复活。
He gave life to Adam, didn't he?
那我们知道神把生命赐给亚当，不是吗？
He created life out of non-life.
那他从没有生命的这个尘土里面造出生命来。
So what if my body is dead? So what if my darling Sarah's womb is dead?
所以就算我这个身体如同已死，然后我的太太她的这个腹已经被关上了。
God gives life to something that is dead.
那神还是有办法。 把这个生命赐给他们。
You see, so this is Abraham's faith.
所以我们从这里面就看到说亚伯拉罕他的信心。
He didn't see how God created the stars.
那我们知道说亚伯拉罕并没有看到神怎样造出这些星星来。
Genesis 1:1 at the time didn't exist, okay?
我们知道说亚伯拉罕在起初神创造天地之后，亚伯拉罕根本还没出生。
No, and Genesis didn't exist. This book Genesis.
那个创世纪也根本就还没有被记载。
It was written later, right?
我们知道创世纪是后来才写成的。
But Abraham saw in his faith how God created things out of nothing.
可是亚伯拉罕透过他的信心，看到神怎样使无变为有。
Abraham had already waited for 25 years.
那他等了25年。
Because when he was 99 years old,
那当他99岁的时候，
then God appeared to him.
然后神又再一次向他显现。
And said that you are going to have a son.
然后神跟他说，明年你要有一个儿子。
At that time, he had nothing to hold on to, you know.
那个时候他其实没有什么指望可以依靠。
God didn't give him any physical proof.
那神也没有给在他的肉身身上给他任何样的一个显现。
Only tell him to look at the stars.
那神只跟他说，你来看这个天上的星星。
And yet, he was able to believe.
可是就是因为这只是这样，他就有办法来相信。
Some people can believe you for a while.
我们知道有些人可能可以暂时的来相信你。
Believe me, tomorrow I'm going to do that for you.
你相信我，明天要帮你做这个事情。
And then you wait for till tomorrow.
所以你就等到明天。
And then nothing happens.
然后没有什么事情发生。
Next day.
然后那个人又跟你说，明天。
Next week.
或下礼拜。
Next year.
明年。
You're not going to believe him again.
那我跟你说，你可能还是选择相信他。
But not in Abraham's case.
可是这个不是亚伯拉罕的。
Look at Genesis 17.
我们看创世纪17章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless.
第一节，亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候，主向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
And he says, "Now I'm going to make a covenant with you."
然后在第二节，他提到说：“我就与你立约。”
If I were Abraham,
那如果我是亚伯拉罕，
How many times are you going to make a covenant with me?
他说：“你，
如果我是 Abraham，
他说如果我是亚伯拉罕的话。”
I will ask God, how many times you want to make covenant with me?
那我会问他说，那你到底要跟我立约几次？
How many times you want to appear before me and give me your promises?
那你要对我显现几次来跟我讲？
Just give it to me, don't keep on talking and talking and talking.
Okay, 你可不可以就直接给我要的，然后不要一直跟我来来回回的？
After you show me the stars, you say make a covenant and then ask me to sacrifice animals.
那你 让我看到这些诚信以后，要我跟你立约，然后要我跟你献祭。
Already made the covenant.
那我就跟你立约。
And now 17 again, you want to make a covenant.
那你现在17章这里又提到说，你又要跟我再立约。
And you know how God wants to make a covenant with him this time.
那你在这一次立约，你看到什么
？Verse 7,
第七节。
And he says, "My covenant is like that. Okay, I'm going to put a sign on your body. You are supposed to cut off a little bit of a skin and have some pain. You need to be circumcised."
那他说这一次跟你立约之后啊，我在你身上要做一些记号，你可能要割掉一小块肉，然后你会有点痛。
In chapter 15, I just kill animals. The animals cry and scream, but I kill animals. But now you want me to suffer the pain. You want me to bleed?
那在十五章我们在立约的时候，只要杀动物啊，这个动物受这个痛苦就好。那你现在要在我身上做这个记号。
Before my wife screams in pain in labor and before my wife's bleed, you want me to bleed as a man first?
那我之前
and scream in pain?
那之前我的太太要生的时候，她会
不是之前啊？哦、我这个 before 就是、啊、当我太太还没有生产之苦的时候，还不需要还没有流血之前，我要先。痛苦受痛苦，我要先流血。What are you doing? Are you joking, God?
所以神，你是在开玩笑的吧
？Usually it's the wife that suffer pain, but now you want me to suffer pain first before I can have a child.
那通常不是都是太太要受这样的苦？那为什么我现在要受这样的苦
？You want me to have a child, and then you want to circumcise me first.
那你说我们要有一个孩子，可是你要我先受割礼
？This is the price I have to pay to have a son.
这个是。为了要一个儿子所要付出的代价吗
？Perhaps I will tell God, let my son be born first, then I'll be circumcised together with my son.
如果我是亚伯拉罕的话，我可能会跟神说，可不可以先让我有儿子以后，我再来做这个事
？Yeah, because God says, my covenant is that you and all your descendants must be circumcised. But I have no descendants, so God, wait until I have my son, then we'll do it together.
那我们的约不是说我跟我们的后裔吗？那既然我还没看到我的后裔，那我就等到我有后裔的时候再来做这件事情。
But Abraham obeyed.
可是当时亚伯拉罕他顺从
了。This is another proof of his unwavering faith.
这个就证明了他的信心的。
He really believed.
他真的相信。
That's why he went under the knife and under the pain and bled.
那这个就是为什么他愿意受这个割礼所带来的这个痛苦。
Today, why do we believe in God?
那今天呢，我们要问我们自己一个问题：为什么我们相信神
？Why is our faith unwavering？
那为什么我们信心呢？可以这个样子
？Is it because God has given us something to hold on to? You know, I can hold on to it. That's why, God is real.
不就是神给我们一些事实，让我们可以清楚的看到、清楚的认识到
？You see a lot of people with unwavering faith because God has blessed them.
那我们看到有些人他的信心非常坚，因为神祝福他们。
Everything they do, they prosper.
不管他们做什么，他们都昌盛。
Good health, good wealth.
那么也有身体健康，然后又有钱。
Good children.
然后又有很好的这个孩小。
Of course, you will say God is true.
那当然你会说，有这样的状况，你当然说神是真的。
But what if God remove all these things and give you pain?
那可是如果神拿走这一切，然后又给你痛苦的话
，This is what happened to Job.
这个就是约伯当时发生的事情。
Will you still hold on to God?
那个时候，你还会紧紧的抓住神吗
？Will your faith still be stable and not waver？
那你的信心还能够如此的坚强，不受疑惑吗
？Some of us will not be able to make it。
那很多人可能就没办法这样做。
Like Job's wife，
就譬如说约伯的太太。
He told her, she told her husband, "Why you still hold on to integrity? You curse God and die."
那当时约伯太太跟约伯说：“为什么你还要抓住这样的信仰呢？你不如死了吧。
”But Abraham。
可是这里亚伯拉罕。
Before he received what was promised, his son.God gave him pain first.
在他还没有迎接到他的这个应许之子之前，神就让他尝受这个痛苦。
He was willing.
可是他愿意这样做。
Because he believed that God can create something out of nothing. He doesn't need to see anything to believe.
那他这样做的原因，因为他相信神可以从无变成有，他不需要看到这个实质上的证据才来做这件事情。
The third thing about Abraham's faith.
那我们来提亚伯兰他信心的第三个层面。
Proven by test。
那他的信心是受过考验的。
Genesis 22。
我们来看这个创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22。
创世纪二十二章。
Verse 1 to 3。
第一节到第三节。
And now it came to pass, after these things, that God tested Abraham, and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place which God had told him. This passage was also shared to us by preacher Ho this morning.
那我们今天早上这个侯传道又跟我们分享这一段经节。
God visited Abraham again.
那这里又提到说神来拜访亚伯兰。
You can see how Abraham was very, very excited. Here I am.
那所以昨天看到说亚伯兰他非常兴奋，他跟神说：“我在这里。”
In the past, when God came, just empty promise, right?
那以前神来，
so to speak, empty promise, right?
神来的时候，他只给他一个这种所谓落空的应许。
But now he had a son.
可是在这个时候，他真的有一个儿子。
So when God comes to him again, he said, "Here I am."
所以神来的时候，他就跟神说：“我在这里。”
God says this time.
可是这次神说什么？
Look at the way God speaks.
然后我们来看仔细的看这个神怎样来说这一段话。
On the surface, it looks really very cruel.
在某个层面来讲，或者表面上来看，这是相当残忍的这个一句话。
Now take your son.
他说：“现在你带着儿子。”
Your only son.
你独生的儿子。
Isaac.
这个以撒。
Whom you love.
这个你所爱的以撒。
So many times God wants to hurt him, you know.
我们看到，从中看到神好像要伤害，要弄痛他的心。
Why doesn't he just say take Isaac?
他为什么不？ 对亚伯兰说：“你就把这个就带上以撒。”
He says, "Take your son."
就是说，只带上你儿子。
Your only son.
可是他就说，你的唯一的儿子。
God, must you wrap it in? Must you tell me he's my only son? If you know he's my only son, why do you still want to take him away from me?
那如果你知道他是我唯一的儿子，为什么还要把他带走呢？
He's not just my son, but he's my only son.
他不是只是我的儿子，也是我唯一的儿子。
Whom you love?
而且是我所爱的。
God, why must you say it? You know that I love him. Why must you say it?
那你知道我爱我儿子，那你为什么还要这样讲？
I know I love him, but why must you say it?
那我知道，你也知道我爱我的儿子，可你为什么要这样说呢？
You say it, and then you say sacrifice him.
然后为什么要跟我说要把他献上做燔祭呢？
Isaac, he said. God says Isaac.
那神跟他说以撒。
That is to say, not Ishmael.
啊，不是以实玛利。
So God was so clear.
所以在这边，神很清楚的跟亚伯拉罕说。
But Abraham was willing.
那
He was willing.
可是亚伯兰他愿意这样。
So he arose early in the morning and took Isaac his son and got all the things prepared to burn Isaac as a sacrifice.
所以第三节先提到说亚伯拉罕呢清早起来准备好一切要把他的儿子做献上做燔祭。
I'm not talking about Abraham's love here.
那我们这边不是要谈说亚伯拉罕的爱。
I want to talk about Abraham's faith.
我想要提的是亚伯拉罕的信心。
Yes, Abraham loved God. Yeah.
那我们知道说亚伯拉罕他爱神。
But now I want to emphasize his faith.
可是我现在想要强调的是他的信心。
When Isaac asked Father, where's the lamb? We've got a wood, we've got a fire, but where's the lamb?
所以当他到那个地方的时候，这个以撒问他说：“哦，我们都有，那这个羊在哪里？”
Oh, 7 and 8.
那第七节和第八节。
Of course, Abraham would feel very sad, but he still could speak words of faith.
那我们知道说，当时亚伯拉罕一定心里相当难过，可是还是凭着信心来说话。
My son, God will provide for himself a lamb.
他说，这个我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And what he said, God fulfilled.
然后他说的，神都成就。Because
really, later on, there was an animal caught.
因为
by its horns.
因为之后我们知道。 当他们到那个献祭的地点的时候，有个羊羔，他的脚被卡住。
Why was Abraham willing, why was he willing, yes, to sacrifice Isaac?
那为什么当时亚伯拉罕愿意把自己的儿子献上做燔祭呢？
His faith,
因为他的信心。
Not just his love,
不是只是他的爱心。
His faith,
是他的信心。
What kind of faith did he have?
那他当时所有的信心是怎样的信心？
Let's look at Hebrews.
我们来看这个希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章.
Verse 19.
希伯来书十一章十九节.
Over here, the Bible says, "By faith Abraham sacrificed his only son Isaac."
然后这里提到说，这亚伯兰因为他的信心来献他的儿子。
Not love, but faith.
不是因为爱心，而是因为信心。
He knew that he's going to get Isaac back.
因为他知道说他可以得回他的儿子。
Even if he didn't love God, he would still sacrifice because he believed that he's going to get it back.
我们可以甚至这样说，就算他当时不爱神的话，他也会因着他的信心把他的儿子献上。
Because he says he's going to get him back because he believed.Look at what Hebrews says. Because he believed that God is able to resurrect the dead.
因为这个希伯来这边提到说，他以为他相信神可以叫人从死里复活。
But remember this.
可是我们还是要记得。
What kind of sacrifice was Isaac going to be?
我们要知道说，这个以撒是要被献上做什么样的献祭呢？
Not just kill him and let it be, and then ask God to raise him to life.
他不是只是把他杀了就献上。
No. It is not just to kill him and then, okay, God, I've given him to you. He's dead. Now bring him back to life. It's not just that.
他说，其实不是只是说把他杀了，他献上，然后跟神说，哎，你要让他复活。
He's supposed to offer him up as a burnt sacrifice.
他当时要把他杀了，然后把他献上，还要烧了作为燔祭。
Abraham brought fire. Remember that he brought fire.
我们知道说他在准备的这个器材里面有这个生火的器具。
Certain sacrifices you don't have to burn.
那有些献祭不需要烧。
But he was going to offer Isaac as a burnt sacrifice.
可是我们知道当时他要把以撒献上做燔祭。
At the end of the burnt sacrifice, what do you get?
那你知道说在献完当燔祭之后会发生什么事？
Ashes.
我们知道说其实就是一。是骨灰。
Today, if someone you love dies,
我们今天如果有人他们所爱的人这个去世的话
，and you say you have faith in God that he will come back from the dead.
然后你说哦，我对神有信心，他神可以让他复活。
Oh God, please bring him back to life. God, please bring him back to life.
然后你就一直祷告跟神祷告说哦，神求你让他复活。
When will you stop praying?
那什么时候你会停止这个祷告的动作
？When his body is no longer around, right?
那当然是说这个人的身体已经不在了。
You may pray for 5 days, 10 days, but when his body is rotten, would you still pray?
你可能会祷告个5天、10天，可是当他的身体开始烂掉的时候，你还会继续祷告吗
？In Singapore, 99% of funeral is done by cremation, not by burial.
那在新加坡呢？99%的这个葬礼呢，都是最后都是要火化。
So you may pray, but when will you stop praying?
所以我们可能会一直祷告。那我们什么时候会停止祷告
？When the body is pushed into the furnace.
是当这个尸体这个尸体被推进去火化的时候。
So your faith is just as good as that. After that, you won't pray because you know he's gone.
那在这之后，我们就不会再祷告，因为他没有身体了。
But Abraham.
可是亚伯拉罕
，He believed that God would raise Isaac back to life from ashes.
他相信神可以让以撒从灰里面复活。
That's why he brought the fire.
这个就是为什么他有带这个生活器具。
That is the kind of faith Abraham had.
这个就是亚伯拉罕他当时所具备的这个信心。
Proven by test.
他是受过考验。
That's why God says, "I'm going to bless you, and not just that, I'm going to honor you."
所以这个神。对他说，我不只是要祝福你，然后我还要敬重你。
You are going to receive glory and honor in front of your enemies. God said that.
他说，你在你的敌人面前都要接受这个荣耀。
Let's turn to our concluding verse.
然后我们最后来看一节总结的经节。
First Peter.
这个彼得前书
，Chapter One，
第一章
，Verse Seven，
第七节。
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to be praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Christ Jesus. When God has tested you, you will receive glory, honor, and praise.
所以当你们的信心被神试验之后呢，你们可以得着称赞、荣耀还有尊贵。
Every one of us needs to be tested in our faith, to be proven true.
所以我们每个人的信心都要接受试验，而且要被证明是真实的。
What is our final test?
所以我们最后的这个考试或者测试验是什么
？Jesus had his.
那耶稣他已经他的信心接受试验。
Abraham had his.
那亚伯拉罕也接受了试验。
Peter and Paul had theirs.
这个彼得还有保罗也接受了他们的试验。
What is yours?
那我们的呢
？Are we prepared?
那我们准备好了吗
？Let's pray in silence.
我们最后一同默祷。